This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind with another hour all across the Northern Plains. Find out what's on your mind. You know what I'm pretty excited about?
What's that?
July 4th, Rapid City, Mount Rushmore, Black Hills.
Buddy.
I'm excited. The Sturgis Rally is on too, by the way. It's official now. That's proceeding as planned.
In Sturgis.
Yeah.
It's actually the Black Hills Motor Classic, but Sturgis is one little town that's kind of the epicenter of it. But
all the fun.
They were like, well, if we shut down, everybody else is going to benefit. Maybe we shouldn't shut down. Okay, let's not do that then. 8-1 they voted.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. So that's the goal. But I am really, I mean, the president is coming. I just keep hearing more and more people that are going to be there. Donald Jr. is going to be fishing in South Dakota, I guess, for a few days before. So we're going to go down and join the party. July 3rd, the president will be there with the fireworks at Mount Rushmore. You got to do it. You got to do it. So, just doing a little daydreaming about that during the break today. Also, heads up for you that we're going to talk to Dave St. Peter later this week, Minnesota Twins president, find out what they're going to get arranged with the players' union and everybody else, and when will we once again hear play ball for the Minnesota Twins. So we look forward to that.
I don't think they're going to.
You don't?
Nope. I don't think they're going to.
You don't think they're going to play this year?
No, players union is not, they're not budging on anything. I bet St. Peter's pulling what Harry has left out. I mean, they want to get paid everything.
Well, they don't.
With no fans. It's ridiculous.
Do they not get paid?
A lot of them have guaranteed money. Oh, yeah.
Even when they're sitting at home like right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. A lot of money's guaranteed in those big contracts, whether they play or not. But,
oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
With this business, I mean, they're saying, nope.
Unbelievable. Somebody sent me this meme earlier today. History is not there for you to like or dislike. It is there for you to learn from it. And if it offends you, even better. Because then you are less likely to repeat it. It's not yours to erase. It belongs to all of us. That's right. I read that because Fred Wing is next here and wanted to talk about that a little bit. And then we're going to talk about some long-term care issues. Got some opinions on that I want to share, and I want to find out what the progress is like. There was a meeting today. Our own Chris Larson was part of that, so we'll do that here shortly as well. Your calls, your questions, your comments, welcome. By the way, Todd is off today. He'll be back tomorrow, but off today. Meant to mention that earlier. And I wonder if he wants to come with us Friday and see what North Dakota, Seattle has in the way of protest down there. Kev, we better go back. Happens during the show, so better be there Friday to cover it live. So, unbelievable. Rest of North Dakota, feel free to shake your head about all this, but it's happening, and so we're letting you know. Anyway, Fred, Wing, statues, go. You're up on what's on your mind.
Hello, Kevin. I always wanted to say hi to you. I appreciate you, and thank you, Scott, for Mr. Gainrich on there, but you just run that quote, kind of ruined what I was going to say here. But I'm going to, in the spirit of Phil Parker, I'm going to give you a little sarcasm. Phil Parker is the king of sarcasm. So I'm going to, in his spirit, you know, we've got to tear down some statues here in North Dakota. It has to be done right now. It's just, I mean, starting with the one in steel, the crane, the Sandhill crane.
Has to come out. Oh, yeah. That's got to go.
Yeah, it's got to go. And then we go out to the cow by New Salem. I mean, she represents, domesticating animals and killing them, and then using them to be milked and to provide beef. It's just terrible.
How dare we eat the cow? You're right. Yep.
Yes, but the worst one is Sacagawea. I mean, look what she did. She was a traitor. She told the white supremacists that they're supposed to go when they came here, and then she ended up marrying one of them, and she told Lewis and Clark and their dog where Billings was. My goodness, that could still be hiding from it, you know? And we gotta get rid of that statue too, I think. And so, spirit of Phil Parker and sarcasm, that's where I'm at today.
Okay, that's beautiful. We did get a text here from Fish Lives Matter that said, "Don't forget Wally the Walleye." So, you know,
there's many.
We've got to keep everybody involved in this one, yeah. Exactly right. How about the Enchanted Highway? There's a lot of material there, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Grant in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Scott. Got a question about, didn't we have private security helping out the DAPL company, or whatever their name was, Dakota Access Pipeline, right? Did they hire private contractors for self-defense? I mean, if we keep going down this road, everyone's going to have to just start hiring contractors for defense. What do you think will happen then? I mean, that's my only thought about continually just scrutinizing the police, and just pretty soon they'll just be there to watch the defenders of you and I that we hire. I mean, what kind of can of worms do we want to get in here? You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I think the majority of you know, businesses would do and everything else. But, of course, it's you know, crazy. It's law enforcement is a legitimate and needed function in society, right? Now, all the law enforcement of the world is not going to stop people who mean to do harm and wreak havoc. And that's why we're a great country, because you know, they are able to control the peace, even though they're small in numbers compared to the population, because people are good. They're God-fearing, freedom-loving folks for the most part, and they're good. There's a few bad actors, and that's when law enforcement has decided to take care of them. But when a movement comes out there and says, "Oh, stop, no police movement, no police department, no, defund them, they're gone," I think they have other motives other than, you know, being upset with the law enforcement in the rare time that a mishap happens myself, but I could be crazy.
Right, but, you know, these companies that hire these, I mean, it's just going to drive, if it comes to that, which we don't want it to, it's just going to increase the cost of everything just to the tenfold, you know what I mean?
Very true.
Like, well,
I'm not so sure they're all that upset about that either, to tell you the truth.
No, but, you know what I mean, but, like, what do we do? What are people going to do if they keep, if it keeps going down the path we're going? But it was good to hear Newt on there basically telling us this is the most important election since Abraham Lincoln. So
wasn't that something? Again, yeah, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what. That's why you just got to channel your frustration into doing something. And by the way, doing something could be, you know, having conversations with people that are not Trump fans. Explain why you are. Win a few votes. Could be, you know, volunteering from home. There's a lot of different things you can do for the cause. No question about that. Thanks, Grant. Appreciate the call. Get one more in here, and then we're going to talk long-term care. Hey, Tim in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I wanted to bring something up. Wells Fargo was doing a thing where they were offering people deferred payments, you know, with the coronavirus and stuff. And they said that they would put them on at the end of your loan, and they sent out letters to a lot of their people. People, beware. We went to refinance our house, and we found out that they are not actually deferring them. They're making show as defaulted payments, and it affects your credit. And it's not a good thing. We called them, and they basically got told once that, yes, it's deferred. Then we were told no. Then they called back, and they said, actually, what they can do is come back and ask for a complete full payment for those three payments instead of deferring them to the end of your loan. And we would have never found out if it wouldn't have been for Jay Wandler at ENG Lending looking into this, and he found it, and he's like, hey, you need to call him. So what we ended up doing is we ended up calling, and we were 3 months ahead, actually, on our payments even. And we were able to get everything worked out so it didn't affect our credit. But he said they've been having a lot of issues with this. And I think that this is something that our congressmen, Kramer and Holman, and even Armstrong need to look into, because that's not right if they're pulling this crap.
Couldn't agree with you anymore. Would love to hear if anybody else is in that same position, and make sure you dig into it a little bit. Appreciate that, Tim. Thank you. And that was a Wells Fargo mortgage, is what he had mentioned. Texter says, what Kevin said is not accurate on the baseball contracts. The players were paid in full through approximately March. However, the owners want to pay 80% of the contract for an 80-game season. The players want 100% prorated salary off of 80 games. At best, they'll settle and play 50, 60 games at full salary or equivalent to what the owners will pay at 80% for 80 games. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but I thought I'd read that there's a number of players that have just guaranteed money. They're getting paid whether they play or not on their guaranteed money. But I didn't read that, but I heard that in some of the... So, yeah, that could be accurate.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Appreciate the call.
Always appreciate correction.
Thanks a bunch. Friday and Saturday, there are events planned in Fargo on what is called Juneteenth, the day of liberation of black Americans from slavery. So we are going to talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour with Leon Francis. What is this accomplishing? What are they out to do? Do they have some things that should be considered? And we don't have the problem here. Why are they creating the problem? They, by the way, refused to take out a permit so far, so it could be interesting to see what happens there as well. Long-term care in our focus with Chris Larson when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henin with this is the best tip I'm going to give you all day. If you're hungry for a great lunch, PetroServe USA is waiting for you today. The lunch specials, beef tips. Beef tips. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, all the lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. You never go wrong with beef tips, do you?
No.
Incredible. Loaded up with a little gravy, the whole thing. Oh, my gosh, is it good. Beef tips today, the 12th Avenue North location in Fargo. off I-29. Harwood has the meatball dinner today. Meatball dinner at Harwood off I-29. Valley City to I-94 and exit 292. You can go with chicken pot pie or the hot beef sandwich. And the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location, Swedish meatballs. Now, all of the lunch specials come with two sides in a bun. Did I tell you that? All the PetroServe USA locations have the 4-for-4 deal with pizza, breakfast pizza, or single topping pizza, pepperoni, sausage, whatever you like. Two of the best cookies you'll ever have. Those are homemade, too. 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee. Those items, four of them, for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy's part of the PetroServe USA family, too. Up north in Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you. I believe, as you've heard me say for some time, that it is time to accelerate the option for family members to see their loved ones in senior care facilities. I understand not everybody would want that, but that's okay. That's fine. But it ought to be available to them. The federal government is claiming, of course, the states have the flexibility. The states say they have guidelines, and they've given them to the facilities. The facilities say they'll be sued if they stray from the guidelines. Testing gets in the mix here. It really is. It's a lot of just talk. It's a lot of noise and not a lot of action. And every day I hear from family members. That's what motivates me on this. Every day with a story that'll just break your heart. But the common theme is, it's official, the cure is worse than the disease in nursing homes. We'll all die from something. Now they've been robbed of precious time with those they love. One resident told me he's sick of seeing people dying of a broken heart, not the China flu. When will it end? Chris Larson is the chairman of the Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force. Did I understand you had a press conference today? Is that right?
We did, Scott. We sure did.
Well, I apologize. I was on the air. I couldn't attend the press conference. I'll be part of the governor's briefing later today. So another presser to take in on that front. But tell me a little bit about what you announced and what happened in the press conference.
So we announced this morning that next Tuesday that we're going to be celebrating Silver Linings Day, and that's really going to celebrate all of the great people that have worked on the front lines of long-term care and our residents as well. So different nursing homes across the state are going to be holding parades, events within the facility. It's really just going to be a day celebrating our nursing homes because we found out that as of this morning, 137 out of our 218 facilities in North Dakota are in phase one of the reopening. The ones that are left will have their second round of testing done by Friday. So I would anticipate that that number is going to jump as we head through the rest of the week and into next week. But with 137 and 218 in phase one, we're well on our way to opening up that visitation here.
Look for that. I don't have the best connection with you, Chris, on the phone. I'm just you're cutting out a couple of times there, so I'll have you adjust that maybe a little bit. And by the way, on the Silver Linings Day, I think that's wonderful. I really do. And as someone that had my mom was at Bethany for years, and I just became enamored with how much people cared. That it was a job, but they cared, right? They came to one of the, whether it's the CNAs or the nurses or the staff. Everybody cared. They really did. They're always trying to make sure everything was just perfect for each of the residents. That was good to see. And certainly through this, those residents and that relationship, with the staff is a silver lining. I 100% agree with you. But I just think nothing replaces family, right? Family,
right,
is
absolutely.
Family. So we got to do that. So now when you say 137 facilities out of 218 are in phase one, that doesn't get them visitation yet. They have to get to phase two, right?
So right now phase one allows for the outdoor visitation, Scott. And actually one thing that, may not have been clear before that I want to make clear now, all of our facilities, all 218 facilities in North Dakota, have been offering outside visitation. But now for those facilities that are in phase one, there's several of them that have actually been in phase one for well over a week now. After they hit 14 days of phase one and they have another round of testing and all the residents come back with no new positives, then we move into phase two, which allows for scheduled inside visitation. So those, like I said, that are in phase one that actually may be closing in on the 14 days, they may be that much closer to phase two and being able to start doing some limited inside visitation.
So assuming there's no new cases, you could have over a half of the state's long-term care facilities allowing visits, scheduled visits, as you say, within 14 days at the longest.
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. That's good news. I still don't understand why there isn't more outdoor visitations. And as you said, that is allowed under phase one. Some allowed it before. I know there are some facilities that don't do it. In fact, yours, is last time we heard, doesn't allow it. Is that still the case?
Nope. Now we've moved into allowing it as of Thursday of last week. And actually, on our statewide call last week, we again reaffirmed that facilities can be doing outside visitations. So it's my hope that if they aren't started doing the outside visitations, that they start soon. And I honestly would, if there's people out there listening right now that have facilities that aren't allowing visitations, I'd love to hear where those facilities are so we can work to make sure these things happen.
Yeah, glad to hear that it's changed there. I forget, but I did get some calls from others that they weren't allowed in other locations. And again, that is up to the facility itself. But if they're in phase one and it is allowed there and they're making the decision not to, I just hope that residents would communicate with them and say, hey, what's going on here? Why is it okay in other places and not here? Because that's at least a start. Only about a minute left. When visitation resumes, what kind of protocols are in place? Will they still have, can you give your mom a hug, for crying out loud?
So the social distancing still is in place. We've actually begun conversation with the state on, you know, the effectiveness of mental health in regards to hugging and things like that. So the conversations have been started, you know, is that an effective tool? Should we be using that? But as the rules, or as the guidance indicates right now, people will still need to wear masks, make sure that they wash hands before and after, and keep that 6-foot distance when visiting loved ones.
All right. Thanks for the update, Chris. We're rooting for this to be normal ASAP, as I know you are, so appreciate all your good work on it.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Chris Larson, Reuniting Residents and Families Task Force Chairman. When we come back, we're going to talk to Leon Francis about this episode that we're in America, related with, I guess it's race relations, it's protests, it's statues coming down, it's civil disobedience. A lot of it happening. We'll dig into that today on the program with Leon. Welcome your calls for him as well at 800-228-0550. A lot of wind warnings with gusty winds up to 50 miles an hour in parts of South Dakota, western Minnesota, and also North Dakota. Stay tuned. More after this.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota Sweet Crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota Sweet Crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. retail sales jumping by a record 17.7% from April to May as spending partially rebounded after the coronavirus had shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Ken Perkins is a retail analyst.
All in all, this was an excellent month for retailers with the sharp bounce back in sales that we saw from what were record lows. close in April.
Perkins was speaking there to CBS News. Still, the pandemic's damage to retail sales remains severe, with purchases still down by over 6% from a year ago. President Trump is set to sign an executive order on police reforms in a few hours. He says he'll be offering up solutions in a comprehensive order about justice and safety. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Since 1908, think about what H.A. Thompson and Sons has seen here in the plains. Started all in Bismarck, North Dakota. It's grown and grown and grown. Now North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. But it all started in 1908. High-quality plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, mechanical contractor services. The Little Plumber was the best, got it done. In the early 90s became a Link service contractor, and that allows them to provide you a cost-effective environmental maintenance agreement. To you as a building owner, to business owners throughout the region, they maintain now the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains, meaning all the surprises are on them, and they do the maintenance, they get it rolling. Also has some great products now to improve the quality of your air. Take out things like coronavirus and others. Airborne viruses are real. More people thinking about this than ever. It was right on your furnace. Quick install. 701-234-9889. Call them at 701-234-9889. Tell them Scott sent you. My friend Leon Francis is here. And Leon is a IT executive, but he also is a good friend. He's been a radio talk show host. He's a great thought leader in the conservative Black American community, and we appreciate whenever we get a chance to talk with him. How are you, Leon?
I'm pretty good. I'm enjoying life, and I'm hoping that America takes a look at the past, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and just relax. Relax and take a breath. George Carlin said the most dangerous thing in the world is a bunch of stupid people in a mob going one way. So we need to take a breath and take a step back. But other than that, I'm loving life.
If you could grab one of the very angry individuals at one of these protests, wrap your arm around them and say, hey, take a breath, take a step back. What would your best argument to do that be? I mean, these folks don't seem like they are anything other than bent on destruction and pulling down statues and holding Seattle hostage and, the mayhem that happened downtown and honestly continues with the One Fargo Black Lives Matter group in Fargo because, they've been demanding things and want this reform and that reform and they want this person fired and they want this person to do an investigation and now they're saying, we don't need to do a permit. So they're going to evidently proceed Friday with a protest and no permit. What's the message to them? What do you say to them?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. Are we going to start just holding these little white guilt parties every weekend here in Fargo? What's up with that? I would say this, and I've had these discussions before with people of various backgrounds, but mostly white liberals who are virtue signaling. One, BLM, it's a movement started under false pretenses in order to divide this country. We need to remember that. You and Chris spoke earlier today about the power of the BLM movement. You think that, you know, I think you used the term, the worm is turning or turning the worm. I would caution you to rethink that, because there has not been another movement this powerful in our lifetime. They have, and for better or for worse, the media has pretty much whitewashed all of their sins and promoted them as the new way forward. And a shocking, shocking amount of people have fallen into this trap. Predominantly white people, white liberals, are driving this narrative. And it is frightening. Now, what I would tell a young black BLM member is to take a breath. To take a breath. And if you're talking about George Floyd, that was a murder. The criminals responsible for that murder are being brought to justice. They will never see the light of day. They will all go to jail, 25 to life, as it should be. And I would also urge them to think about what's going on. That's one murder of one person. 10 times that many murders happen on the south side of Chicago every weekend. Perspective is key here. That's what we need to be focused on. I had an argument with a liberal friend of mine. I don't call them arguments. I call them enlightening. I guess that's a good phrase to put on there. We ignore the bigotry of liberals hijacking our issues in the African American community for their own political gain. This happens every 4 years. They try out the tried and true white supremacist argument. They smear and think about this. They're smearing an entire race with bigotry. And forgetting the fact that the very thing that they're doing is bigoted. You can't do that. It's the same as saying all black people are lazy. Oh, all white people are racist. No, that's not a thing that happened. If I remember correctly, a half a million white folks fought for the freedom of my ancestors. So don't say that. Don't tell me that. And we need to start actually looking at the problems that are hindering us as a culture, as a people. We need to start looking at the actual problems and stop allowing white liberals to point to one tiny, insignificant portion of the American populace and saying, that's your problem. The man's got his foot on you. 375 million interactions, and you got what? I'll just throw out 100. 100 racist incidents by police officers. And you're going to tell me that that's the problem that's holding black people back? It's not. It is absolutely not. We need to get our heads in the game and stop being used by these Democrats. If every 4 years you get a dog whistle and you're outside protesting and looting and tearing down stuff, maybe you need to stop and think, hey, wait a minute. Something's not right here. Now, I'll move on to the statues, because this is a passion of mine. I happen to admire General Lee, and not just because I'm a huge Dukes of Hazzard fan, and I love Daisy Dukes, and, you know, that whole thing. Put that to the side. This guy, General Lee, was a brilliant tactician. The only reason that he fought for the Confederacy is he couldn't take up arms against his beloved Virginia, which I understand. So you have a guy who is a very well-respected general in the Union Army. He is asked to lead the Union Army against his state, And he did not agree with secession. He was opposed to Virginia leaving the Union. And folks need to research this. He was opposed to that. But still, he said there's no way he was going to take up arms against his beloved Virginia. That's his family. That's his home. That's how Southern boys think. It is pride, man. And you don't get around that. It doesn't matter who you're fighting against. Your family comes first, period. The reason his statue is so important is because it is a testament to his legacy as a man, as a general, as a tactician. It has absolutely nothing to do with slavery because that wasn't his thing. And even if it was, you think the Union generals loved the black people and welcomed them with open arms? You're going to have to tear down Sherman's statue also and rip his name off of everything because he said he didn't want any Negroes fighting in his army. This is the famed Sherman who pushed the Confederates all the way to the sea. Those are his words. He says those Negroes can put pickaxes and shovels in their hands. They'll never pick up arms and fight for me. That's a hero of the Union Army. We start going down that road, we got no statues left. We got no names of anyone that of any note or accomplishment because we are trying to frame an argument in the past using our holier-than-thou ideals of the present. And that will never work. It will never work. We're always being enlightened. We're always moving forward. Clearer thinking. We change. It's like history is like a living thing. It is. And if you don't ground it at some point, you're going to forget about it. Because the victor kind of writes the whole narrative, and that's what's going on now. The folks that are tearing down those statues have absolutely no tie to it. They have absolutely no history. They're not grounded. They're not taught the history of this country. All they know is they have been revved up rabidly and pointed in one direction, and they say, go get it. It's mob mentality, and it makes me livid. It makes me livid. And I'll take a breath down, digress, and if you got another question, fire away.
No, it's good stuff. Appreciate it. Leon Francis, questions or comments, welcome for him here, by the way, at 271-1100, 701-271-1100. Or 800-228-0550. You can text me, too, at 701-367-2054. Listener says, for some time now, it seems like I'm being constantly accused of racism. It feels like it's being used like a club to beat me into submission. I'm developing the perception that all blacks consider all whites to be automatic racist, especially white men. I have questions about this. Is it true that blacks think this way? Is it true that I really am racist just because I have white skin? Is there any solution to our race problems? Are race relation problems? What do the protesters want? Take whichever one you choose there, Leon.
What do the protesters want? They want you guys on your knees. And that's point blank, ugly, but it is a fact. They want you on your knees. No, you're not. And I'm going to preface this by saying this. Every single race on this planet has are bigots to one extent. Or they discriminate. I do it. You do it. Not in a mean way, but we kind of craft our worldview around certain ideals that we either learned through our life experiences, are taught by our parents, are taught by history, that sort of thing. So no one group has a monopoly on bigotry. Throw that to the side. Two, what they want is for you to shut up. What this white guy has this question, this comment. They want him to shut up. They want him to hold the line or he will be canceled.
Canceled. Here we go. More with Leon Francis.
Well, it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year,
What a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with the splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing. Letting go a little, little by little, sipping on a frozen drink. Taking more steak and pouring all week, and clouds ain't leaking no rain. Toothpaste is shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
They must have been at Vinyl Taco recently. Have you seen those three pack of margaritas they have?
I have.
They are quite the deal.
That is so good, Vinyl Taco.
I had to wait for the white caps. Made me think of the weekend. Yes, a little decompression at the lake. Isn't that nice?
We all need a little beach time, I'm thinking. The world needs to go to the beach for a few days.
Exactly right. Todd's off today, so I got to tell you that Schwann Buick GMC is overstocked. They have a huge special purchase of off-lease GMC program cars, in sport utilities. So we're talking Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Chevy Malibus, Cruises, some with as few as 5,000 miles. Payments starting at $199 a month, all with a lifetime warranty, by the way. So 150 pre-owned to choose from. Trade in your vehicle even if you stole money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Or SchwannBuickGMC.com. You just tell them Todd sent you. Right in there. Okay, back with more with Leon Francis in our final segment here. You mentioned that I would be canceled if I continued to do it. They want to cancel me. First of all, when I say they, we're talking about this organized professional protest movement. We're not talking about blacks in America, correct?
Oh, yeah. That goes without saying. And I know Tucker got beat up because, you know, they parsed that out. But when I say they, what I mean is this movement, which yeah. I believe is not headed up by blacks at all. I believe it's white liberals pushing this. That's what I believe.
So the quickest way to expose that fraud is to have more people say what Leon Francis is saying. This is about a political movement. This is about a bunch of Democrats that are trying to get their way through the Black Lives Matter. They're using Black Lives to try and get there. Is that message resonate with Black America?
It is stunning to me that more people and. Let me take a step back. I have seen many, many, many more black people stand up and say that. So I am happy about that. But again, when you have the mainstream media not promoting those voices, then you'll never hear that. Like this guy, and he sounds like a good salt of the earth North Dakotan. He's terrified that he's racist. He's like, oh my God, you know, am I racist? And just didn't. No, you're not. You're not racist, but the message that they're pushing, because they want reparations, they want all of these socialist things, that's what they're pushing on white people, and they're hoping that white guilt is enough to elect, it sticks in my mouth to say it, to elect Joe Biden for president. They want Trump out hook or crook. They tried the Russia thing. They tried the hooker. What's her name? Stormy Daniels. They tried everything to get this guy out. And Trump has taken it on the chin like I have never seen in my life. And he's steady going strong. That's the problem.
It's the kitchen sink that's coming at him. It is. It absolutely is. Texture says ask your guest, why did they pull down statues of Stalin or Saddam Hussein?
Well, those people were brutalized by those dictators. They killed millions of people indiscriminately. When we're talking about General Lee, he did not do that. What General Lee did was defend his homeland, which was Virginia. He was offered the Union position of the general of the Union Army, and he turned it down, and you can read his own writing. He said this, and he is very well respected by Union generals and Confederate generals and Abraham Lincoln himself, because he was a man of character. He didn't wantonly kill indiscriminately innocent civilians. He didn't even want to go to war, but he took up arms in defense of his beloved Virginia. So a little history lesson, just a little history, goes a very, very long way, in my opinion. Now, what are we going to do when all these statues are gone? Is the black community going to work harder? Are they going to study harder? Are they going to be better moms and sisters? Are they not going to, like, allow Planned Parenthood to murder our babies? Are they going to improve their community? Will society miraculously start caring? Will black culture start caring? All the illegal drug use after all these statues are knocked down, all the illegal drug use and sales in the ghetto will miraculously stop. Is that what you're telling me? No. Put the guns down, grab a book, and we make a better society. Stop allowing liberals to use us as pawns, and we better ourselves. That's the message going forward. And to compare someone like General Lee or General Sherman or any of the other generals in our Civil War to Stalin, really? Do you have a grasp of history at all? Pick up a book yourself. You sound stupid. I'm done.
Yeah, well, you answered that and others very well. Appreciate the time. As always, Leon, want to keep this conversation going, do our part to make sure people get beyond the guilt, get beyond the we're the bad guys, they're the good guys. Keep this conversation going. Thank you, sir. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-4010.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement auctions, including the Bergstead Farm Equipment Estate Auction near Volterra, North Dakota, featuring an exceptional line of John Deere tractors and combines, Tempty grain trailers, and a lifetime collection of guns. Piper's is also featuring retirement and estate auctions in Rolette, Tuttle, Gladstone, Bismarck, Robinson, Dagmar, and Belfouche, offering farm, ranch, and construction equipment, and a large selection of guns and ammo. For full inventory and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.